It's that time of year where, sadly, all the reports are that snakes are out and about, and with the hot weather that we're about to experience over the weekend, if they're not out and about, they'll certainly be woken up after the weekend. So, I thought it timely that we speak to somebody about putting on a pressure bandage and exactly what you should do if you've been bitten by a snake. So, we called St John's Ambulance, as you always do, and I'm pleased to say we've got the lead first aid trainer, David Collier, with us this afternoon. Hello, David. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. David, snakes are around. If people are bitten, unfortunately, by a snake, what is the best advice that you can give them?
Call for an ambulance.
Okay, that's the best advice.
That's the best advice at the moment. Call the ambulance, and we need to then start looking at getting them to lay down and stay still. That's the first steps.
Okay. Now, when you say call an ambulance, we, on this particular program, broadcast across New South Wales and into southern Queensland, so we go to a lot of different radio stations on a network. So there'd be people that are living in country towns or on farms that aren't able to access ambulances quickly. I mean, they can't be there in a couple of minutes. I'm thinking about a place I own up in the country, and it would take an ambulance at least 15 minutes to get to my place, maybe even longer. What do you do in that situation?
Okay, so we've called the ambulance, we're waiting for them. In the meantime, as we said, we're going to lay them down, we're going to keep them nice and still. We're then going to apply a bandage to the area where the bite is, an elastic bandage, to apply some pressure to the area. And then once we've got the first one on, we then put a second one on that usually starts at the toes and goes as far up the leg as possible to apply pressure again in that area. And then we need to keep them as still as possible because movement doesn't help when you've been bitten by a snake. Keep them calm, keep them still.
If you've been bitten by a snake on the hand or on the arm, is it the same principle?
Exactly the same principle. Bandage at the bite site, wrap from the fingers right up the arm as far as you can. And again, lay them down and keep them nice and still.
Now, what if they're bitten, if they're, you know, if they've got a property and they're bitten down the back of the property by a snake and, you know, they're 200, 300, 400 metres from their house, what should they do?
Well, at the end of the day, the best thing they can do is actually to stay still.
Right.
You running down to the house or running that 200 metres could be spreading the poison through your body much, much quicker than if you were staying still for a period of time, which could be a reasonable amount of time, even an hour or so. So you're better off if you could stay still.
With a pressure bandage, are there any hints? Could I, with no experience at all, put on a pressure bandage? How tight do you put it on?
Well, I often say when you put a bandage on for snake bites, imagine you sprained your wrist and you were trying to give it some support.
Mm-hmm.
So that bit of pressure that you would apply to that for the first bandage, and the next one would be much firmer, almost like you were putting on a pressure stocking or you're going to ride your push bike and you're putting your Lycra on. It's got to be fairly firm, even like a wetsuit type pressure. You know how tight that can be to hold the muscle in place.
Right. Is it the same? Is it the same you put pressure bandage on if you're in the garden and you're bitten by a spider?
Well, yes, certain species of spider are just as dangerous as our snakes in this country, like the funnel web and the mouse spider. But not all spiders require pressure bandages, but certainly our deadly ones, such as the funnel web and the mouse spider, certainly do.
So what first aid advice do you give someone if they've been bitten by what looks to be a deadly spider?
We always say, if in doubt, treat it as if it is dangerous and deadly to you. So everything that touches you, if you don't know what bit you, assume it was a spider that's venomous. If you're not sure what type of snake it is, it doesn't matter. Assume that it's going to poison you and you could die from it, and treat it exactly the same way.
David, for people that don't have a first aid kit at their house, what's your best advice to put together a first aid kit for things like this over the summer period? What would they need to buy?
Well, what you need basically is an elastic bandage, or several elastic bandages in this case, usually of 100 millimetre to 150 millimetres wide. They need to be a minimum of about a metre and a half long. And when you buy them, you could get an ice pack for pain, for basic stuff, but certainly for the venomous ones, two elastic bandages, 150 to, as I said, to 100 millimetre wide sizes would be ideal.
And, ice packs as well. So if someone's bitten by a snake, do you put an ice pack on the... Once you've bandaged them, do you put an ice pack where they've been bitten or no?
No, not generally, no. The only time we use the ice pack is part of a general bites and stings kit. And so if you got bitten by an ant or bitten by something that causes you pain and it's swelling, then you can use it to maintain, take away the pain, but also control the swelling that occurs. So usually not used on life-threatening, more on pain, basically.
From the time someone's bitten by a snake, and I understand this depends on, I suppose, the snake that bites you, but let's say you're bitten by a brown snake. How long have you got to get to hospital with the to get the anti-venom?
It's a hard one to say because depending on how much you were injected, how much venom was injected
right.
into you, and whether there's been pressure bandages applied. So reality is you can last a long period of time if you've actually applied a pressure bandage.
Okay.
And a long period of time could be hours.
For people living in the country, if they're able to get someone to put a pressure bandage on them, is there sense in slowly moving them into the car and trying to drive them to the local hospital themselves?
We don't recommend transportation because to get them into a car, how are you going to have them in a car? Are they sitting up? Are they moving all the time? Which they won't stay still when they're in a car.
Right.
At least in an ambulance, they're laying flat, they're in a bed, and they're less mobile, which is much better for them.
So just recapping, the best thing to do is keep them still, lie them down, apply a pressure bandage, one, up the arm or up the leg, and then the second pressure bandage starts from the fingers or the toes and goes up the leg, and you put it on, so it basically, I thought the way you described it as a wetsuit, you put it on so it's got the sort of the pressure of a wetsuit. That's yep. the way you apply the pressure bandage.
That's right.
But the first thing you do is
call the
ambulance.
The bandage should be just at the bite site. So imagine you just wrapped it around and around and around the area, straight over the injury site, just continue until you used up all of your bandage.
Just over the bite site.
The first one just at the bite site.
Right.
And then the second one starts at the extremities, whether it's the toes or the fingers, and then gradually works its way up the limb to as far up into the armpit of the groin area.
Okay. I've got to go, David. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate your time this afternoon.
You're welcome.
That's David Collier, lead first aid trainer for St John's Ambulance.